beginning of a broadcast, Buck, I said you don't want to go ahead and call back because it's definitely on the line. This is the first one that they hit. 1 for 4.
1 for 4 on the night. Tyman Morneau, 1 for 2 on that trip. He has 3 points. 2 minutes left in the first quarter. It's 12-6. Maddox leading, their largest of the night, at 6. Guthrell on the right wing, now to the top key to Dickinson. To the left wing to Ross. Ross slowing things down, back up to Dakota Hartle for 3, bounces in and around, no good. And Jared Brown trying to bring in the rebound, but Mason Erla is going to be charged with the over-the-back call. Mason Erla, 6'4" sophomore, potentially a great player in the future here. He's trying to hone in his skills as a sophomore, moved up from JV, and a great future in his eyes.
I agree. I think he's going to be a good one.
1:45 left in the first, 12-6. Tyman Morneau at the top of the key, over to Bailey Hines, who has 3 threes on that. Jared Brown, over to the left corner, back up to Hines, top of the key, over to Morneau, right wing, down to the corner on the right side, to Devin Jurgis. Top of the key now to Jared Brown, back over to Matai Morneau. To Jurgis in the corner, moving the ball very well, and wide open on the right block was number 33, Brandon Messing, for the wide open 2, Bunnies. And it's now 14-6, Bannock's lead by 8.
That's one thing Bannock knows how to do is attack his zone. Because I'll tell you what, they're moving that ball like it was on a string. Very, very good possession.
14-6, Bannock's lead. Dakota Hartle passes it back up to Dickinson, top of the key. Over to Cal Ross, trying to beat it into Mason Erla. Guthrell thought about taking the three top of the key, and it bounces off his knee, out of bounds, and he's trying to drive it away. And out of bounds, Bannock's ball 90 feet to throw in the hoop. As we have substitution, replacing Guthrell for Cass City is number 3, a 5'9 senior, Mark Shelton. Mark Shelton, sporting the 3-quarter high length socks. Tyman Morneau, top of the key, being guarded by Hartle. Now Hines going back to that lead for Maddox. 45 seconds left in the first, 14-6, Maddox leading. Now Hines, being guarded by Shelton. Now it's a Messing. Now drive right down the lane. Tyman Morneau puts it up on the right side, and it's good. Tyman Morneau now with 5 points and gives Maddox their first double-digit point of lead of the night at 10.
Tyman Morneau is playing like a senior right now.
And he's a sophomore. 17 seconds left. Shelton with the ball top of the key. Feeds it into Erla. Got the give and go. And this one is good. Mason Erla now with 5. 9 seconds left. Lead is cut back down to Maddox for 8. Messing, right wing, down to Hines in the right corner for 3. This one tipped and brought in the rebound by Dickinson, and that is how the first quarter will end. 16-8, Maddox leading the home team, the Kansas City Redhawks, on WLEW Sports, your home for high school basketball.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't get caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with your independent Thumb Insurance Agency representative to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Hi, I'm Pat Stecker with Thumb Insurance. Call today for a no-obligation quote for all your insurance needs. 1-800-233-9533.
WLEW Sports, as Ryan Brown is listening into the Kansas City huddle right now. 16-8, Maddox leads the Kansas City Redhawks as Maddox came out firing hot. And Ryan Brown, what did Kansas City have to think about in the first quarter?
Overall, Kansas City's coach wasn't too pleased with them offensively. He was stressing the importance of needing to execute, stay disciplined offensively, because they're getting good looks, but they're also turning the ball over, and the offensive fouls are starting to pile up.
Kansas City right now is shooting 38%, 3 for 8, while Maddox is shooting a blistering 67%.
On the road, 67% for the visiting team.
Cabin fever, we'll do it for you.
Derek Geiger with the ball, out of the key. Passes out to Tyman Morneau, who resets the offense, being guarded by Dakota Hartle. Over to Geiger for 3. This one's good. Derek Geiger, the first point of the night. He makes the count, and now it's an 11-point lead for the Hatchets, who now lead by 11, 19-8. And they break the press. Cascade does, and they move it down. Dickinson for the easy layup. Wide open underneath the lane. Dickinson starts the scoring off for Kansas City. It's now 19-10. FedEx by 9. Morneau, top of the key, dribbling. Now to Geiger. At the free throw line, working his way into the paint. Drives this one in. This one's no good. Rebound by Dickinson. Dickinson back over to Hartle. Blows it down, being pressured by Morneau. Blows by him. Over to the left corner. To number 14, Kyle Ross. And he dribbled right out of bounds. FedEx ball. Whole slew of substitutions for Cassidy, number 2, 13, and 30. That would be Sawyer Cuthrell, Drew Loomis, and Tristan Kuntz back in the game. Kyle Ross sits down, as well as Mark Shelton, and one other player, Dakota Hartle. Derek Geiger's out of the key, being guarded by Mason Erla. As Bailey Hines drives into the lane, we have a whistle. Looks like a bit of a hand check. That is a new rule in the playbook this year. No hand checking. Michael Jordan would have had about 35 fouls in his day. As the foul goes against Cass City's number 13, Drew Loomis, his first in the team's fifth. FedEx inbounding the ball underneath their own hoop. And Jared Brown passes it in. And now to Jurgensen, the right post, and he goes up with a turnaround, a little post move, no good. Rebound at number 2, Cuthrell for Cass City. 19-10, FedEx leads by 9. Cuthrell resetting the defense. Now Kuntz for 3 from the right wing. This one's short. Rebound still loose. Jurgis nearly brought in for FedEx. Lost it. Drew Loomis nearly had it. They bounced out of bounds. FedEx ball 90 feet from their own hoop.
Can't explain it, but Cassidy just seems to be out of sync.
Tyler Labor checks back in after getting 2 quick fouls in the first quarter. He replaces Jared Brown. As Bailey Hines now. Isidore Tagano at the free throw line. Jump stop down to Jurgis in the short corner on the right side. Back up to Geiger. Right wing, now to the left wing to Labor. Now to Jurgis in the post moves. Fade away from the block. No good. And then Derek Geiger hits the foul on the rebound. And that's his second foul. And FedEx is 6. The rest of the way out, Cassidy will be shooting at least 1 free throw. As Ben Sutton now checks in for FedEx for the first time. He replaces Derek Geiger. Ben Sutton, the largest player on the roster for FedEx. Don't have any numbers for you, but he's impressive in the lane. Sawyer Cuthrell brings it up against Bailey Hines, 2-on-2. 5:44 left in the second quarter. 19-10, FedEx leading Cassidy. Trying to feed into Kuntz, nothing there. Sawyer Cuthrell takes the long 2 at the top of the key, and this one bounces in for 2, and it's good. 19-12, lead cut down to 7 for FedEx. As Labor feeds into Sutton, back up to Morneau. Over to Jurgis, feed it into Hines inside the lane. Puts the ugly-looking shot, but it went in on the fadeaway one-hander look. And Bailey Hines pushes it back to a 9-point lead. Tristan Kuntz, wide open on the left wing. Drove into the lane. It was no good. Cassidy gets the offensive rebound. Kicks it back out to Cuthrell. This one's no good. And rebound, Tommy Morneau for FedEx. 5 minutes left for the first half. 21-12, FedEx. Morneau drives right into the lane, wide open. And Morneau now has 7 points in the night, and it's an 11-point lead again for FedEx, the largest of the night.
Tommy Morneau, he sees a sliver, and he's gone.
Number 13 for Cassidy, Drew Loomis, over to Tristan Kuntz, feeds it back down to Dickinson, and it's slightly blocked by Bailey Hines. Bailey Hines is not that tall, but he can get up, and he's been effective many shots tonight. As Jurgis takes the 3 from the left wing, and this one's an air ball, rebound Cassidy.
Not sure FedEx wanted that shot. They've been more effective working the ball.
Tristan Kuntz kicks it across the lane, over to number 5, Jack Stern, and he is fouled by FedEx in the way up. So that is the 7th team foul on FedEx. As the foul, I believe, was against Bailey Hines.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. His 2nd. As Drew Loomis sits down for Cass City. And we have a 30-second timeout called by FedEx. Leading by 11, 23-12, 4 minutes and 20 seconds left. John, what is FedEx setting up right now?
FedEx is going to go ahead and